Petrol prices are climbing well over $2 a litre again, despite the fuel excise being cut in half. It's putting the newly elected Albanese government under renewed pressure to extend the excise cut beyond September or find another way to help motorists and small business operators. John Daly prepared this report.
Can you hook this one up for us, please, when you're ready?
At his trucking yard in regional Queensland, Les Hardvikson and his worker are getting a road train ready for a long journey to Alice Springs.
I've got the old man's bar.
But another hike in fuel costs has left him battling to make a profit on trips like this.
If it goes up further, we've got to keep negotiating and trying to get extra money for the extra fuel costs. That's the only way it can be. Yeah. We can't operate if we don't get extra money. Yeah. We'll be all parked up.
Fuel prices are at their highest level since the petrol and diesel excise was cut from 44 to 22 cents per litre by the previous coalition government, a reduction that will end in September. It also withdrew the 18 cents rebate for transport businesses. So it's left truckies like Les Hardvikson still struggling to cover costs. The transport industry is putting pressure on the new Labor government to extend the fuel tax cut. But the Deputy Prime Minister, Richard Marles, yesterday again ruled that out, and Les Hardvikson isn't holding much hope that'll change.
But I'm sure it's not going to happen, so we're just going to charge accordingly for the cost of our fuel. If we don't make a profit, it's no good us running, we might as well stop.
The high petrol and diesel prices are being fuelled by rising oil prices, which are in turn still largely being driven by the war in Ukraine. European nations are increasingly resolute about boycotting Russian oil, and the shift is creating more competition in the Asian crude oil market. Mark McKenzie is CEO of the Australasian Convenience and Petroleum Marketers Association, which represents the wholesale, distribution and retail fuel industry.
So that Asia-Pacific region is quite critical for us. And the TAPIS price that you often see in the news is the key indicator we use because it's a benchmark for our region.
Right. And European nations are anticipated to be increasingly present in that market.
That's right, because they're basically looking to compensate for the loss of Russian oil. And so they're seeking markets elsewhere. And Asia is one of those.
The TAPIS crude oil price was under $110 a barrel a month ago, but now it's bouncing between $110 and $120 a barrel. On top of that, the value of the Australian dollar has declined from 75 to about 70 US cents in the past month.
Oil and fuel prices are sold in US dollars, but we pay in Australian dollars, and so we've seen that have an impact on our wholesale prices.
Back at Les Hardvikson's yard in southern Queensland, the fluctuating fuel costs are a persistent worry.
Our margins are way down that last quarter, so it's pretty tough.
Queensland trucking operator Les Hardvikson ending John Daly's report.